I'm Steve Miller reporting. Chinese President Xi Jinping issued a stern warning to Taiwan on Tuesday as he marked the beginning of his second term in office. Bill Lyon has more from Beijing.
Xi's warning to Taiwan was his strongest to date and came at the closing session of China's largely rubber-stamped National People's Congress. In a rallying speech that touched on a broad range of topics from the economy to the Communist Party's absolute rule in China, Xi told some 3,000 delegates that Beijing would do more to ensure Taiwanese enjoy the opportunities of China's development and push for the peaceful reunification of the motherland. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
U.S. investigators were deployed to a FedEx distribution center near San Antonio, Texas, Tuesday after a package bomb exploded early in the morning. Jill Craig has those details.
One worker was injured in the explosion, which authorities believe is linked to a recent string of Austin bombings. FBI agent Michelle Lee said that although it is still early in the investigation, it would be silly for us not to admit that we suspect it's related to the four Austin bombings that have killed two people and injured four others. Jill Craig, VOA News.
Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman will meet with U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House Tuesday as part of a trip to the United States that comes amid heightened tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran. A senior White House official said the meeting is a tremendous opportunity to make progress and discuss Iran's destabilizing activities in the region. Trump has explicitly sided with the Sunni monarchy in its rivalry with Shiite Iran. For additional stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Brian Patton reports from Seoul on reaction to upcoming talks to resolve the nuclear standoff on the Korean Peninsula.
Overall, people on the streets of Seoul are hopeful about expected North Korean nuclear talks.
No one likes war, not North Korea here or surrounding countries as well. So I think it will go toward peace.
North Korea this year opened the door to nuclear disarmament talks by suspending further intercontinental ballistic missile tests to potentially target the U.S. mainland and by participating in the Pyeongchang Olympics in the south. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.
The world's last male northern white rhino named Sudan has died, leaving only two females of its subspecies left in the world. Scarlett Vitanovich has more.
While there are thousands of southern white rhinos still roaming the plains of sub-Saharan Africa, rampant poaching drastically cut the numbers of northern whites. Poachers can sell northern white rhino horns for $50,000 per kilo, making them more valuable than gold or cocaine. Sudan made headlines last year when conservationists put him on dating app Tinder, hoping to raise enough money for a $9 million fertility treatment, as all attempts to get him to mate naturally had failed.
That's Scarlett Vitanovich reporting. UN officials say some 100,000 people are trapped in rural areas of Syria's northern Afrin district and need humanitarian aid after Turkish and allied Syrian forces drove out a Syrian Kurdish militia. United Nations Children's Fund spokeswoman Maruxi Mercado said Tuesday the agency hasn't been able to deliver health and nutrition supplies or water.
UNICEF-supported water trucks have also stopped delivering much-needed safe water to vulnerable areas in the city since March 15 due to the escalation of violence.
UNICEF estimates 50,000 children are among those who need humanitarian aid in Afrin. Russia's top court ruled Tuesday that the popular Telegram messaging app can be forced to provide user data to Russian security forces. It's the latest blow to the app, which encrypts user communications and has faced pressure from Russian and other authorities in the past. Chancellor Angela Merkel said Tuesday that Ireland can rely on Germany in Brexit talks as the European Union and Britain look to maintain an open border after Britain's departure. Merkel met with the Irish Prime Minister in Berlin a day after EU and British negotiators said there had been no breakthrough on the Irish border issue. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. All the hits and more.